It's time now to enter another time and world as we prepare for the TV event of the month, Game of Thrones Season 8, the finale. What's going to happen? Well, we don't have a crystal ball, but our culture critic, a huge fan of the series, knows exactly what he wants to happen in this final series.
Shock and horror. From the very start, GOT had something truly original. Major characters were as likely to die as minor ones. Nobody was safe, and story arcs that seemed central ended abruptly with the sudden death of that character. It was brilliant. But as the number of core characters has got smaller, that sense of danger has got lost, in particular since Jon Snow was resurrected in Season 6. In this final season, we need some shocking developments. It's time for Brienne of Tarth to become a zombie and eat Sansa Stark.
Brutal betrayals. Like any story, GOT has good guys and bad guys. But what makes it true to life are all the in-between guys. Bronn, Theon, Jaime, the Hound. They're the ones whose motives are uncertain, who may help or betray someone at a crucial moment. If, in its final series, GOT makes them all line up on the side of the heroes, then that would be a travesty. Okay, yes, there is a zombie army coming and everyone is in equal danger, but that doesn't change the fact that some people just cannot be trusted.
A mission for Bran. Seriously, what's Bran Stark for? He got paralyzed in the first episode of Season 1, and ever since has just dragged himself about the place being strange. People keep dying to protect him because they believe he's important, but can you name anything that he's ever done? Okay, he has visions. But would any of us care if a dragon ate him when nobody was looking? Not really. Either he has to find a mission, or they should let the dragon eat him, which would be strangely brilliant.
Logistical logic. One of the great things about Westeros is that it feels almost like a real place. It has a sense of physical credibility, epic in its geography, and big enough to contain numerous different cultures and clans. Until Season 7, that is. Suddenly, rather than travelling slowly across a continental landmass, bums sore from weeks on horseback, characters were zapping around as if EasyJet had just opened up some new low-cost routes. This must stop.
Character evolution. The number of core characters is now quite small, so we know they are relatively safe because without them there is no story. This season needs to give secondary roles greater prominence and, for that matter, develop other characters in general. For instance, how come Daenerys has an entire army of Dothraki warriors, and yet we don't know the name or character of a single one of them? Who is their leader?
No happy ending. If, after all that has happened, this saga ends on a happy note where goodness and love win the day, then that would be wrong. The story should end with a situation that is stable, certainly, but not one that anyone ever predicted or, above all, wanted. Westeros is no place for happy endings.